This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is up, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 176. On this week's episode, I am going to talk to you about how, in my own personal opinion, I think that us as musicians and hired band members, we're always an extension of the artist, and we always represent them whenever we go, when we are on the gig. And I'll get to some examples and some opinions about this whole thing. But before I get there, as usual, I want to give a shout out to the companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, LP Percussion, Vader Drumsticks, Evans Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpat Accessories, Yuka Tape, Nirvana Handpans, and of course, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you're looking to upgrade your in-ear game, if you're looking to buy the best in-ears in the business, look no further. Check out my friends from Ultimate Ears. And if you email Joe Lester at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com and you give him the code DA20, you will get a 20% discount. So reach out to my friend Joe. He works for Ultimate Ears. He's the best. He's here in LA at Third Encore Studios, or they have an office there. And you'll be able to get molded and all that good stuff. So check them out. So when I say that I feel that we always represent the artist and that we're always an extension of the artist, I don't mean in sort of the clear advantages of being associated with an artist as far as how we're treated, social media love, fame, or the fact that we're, you know, with so-and-so type of a situation because we might be close to the artist, or we might know them for years, or we think we're closer to them than we really are. What I'm talking about is just the basic and commonsensical, basically, level of self-awareness and respect, and the fact that we are, or realizing that we're always on the job or on the clock, even if we're not on stage or we're not rehearsing. At least that's the way that I think about it. And it sounds like I'm patting myself in the back, but that's something that has brought many dividends in my career. It has helped me with my reputation, and it has helped me with just basic gratitude that I think is incredibly important. And if there's something that I've learned from a lot of the people that I've worked with that I look up to, whether it's the artists themselves or the musicians that I've played with along the way, they always do this. They feel, or for the most part, the ones that have a job and are respected by the artist and by management and by their fans, which is something very important that I want to talk about as well. They all do this. So the basic idea is that we work for the artist when we are on stage and we're rehearsing, and sort of everything in between is irrelevant. Or as long as we don't do X, Y, or Z, or, you know, fall below the radar or aren't, you know, seen or heard or bothering anybody, and we sort of keep our cool at all times, that's the way to go. And I understand, but that's sort of what the average musician would do and how they would feel. I, on the other hand, and again, the people that I love and respect and admire, we go a step further. And I think that, again, I'm not saying that this is what you should do. I'm just telling you that this is something that I've tried, emphasis on the word tried, I've tried to be, and I always strive for that goal. And there's the behavior in person, there's the behavior online, and there's the behavior in person, but when we're not near the artist, and I mean basically talking behind people's backs, right? And this is also an important situation. And of course, like I said, the fans. So I'll try to split all those up. When it comes to our behavior on the gig, obviously the level of respect for the artist, for management, punctuality is a huge thing. And all the basic things that you know are important to be a working musician that has to do with how we look, how we present ourselves, how we speak, how responsible we are, how diligent we are with the reply to emails, sending passport information, filling out forms that we need, all that stuff. That's incredibly important. Of course, on stage, what we do, how we behave, what is asked of us and how much of that we deliver, how we treat the crowd, and what we do on stage. Are we drinking? Are we smoking? Are we doing stuff that's not cool with the artist and all that other stuff? So that's sort of the basic in-person thing. Then there's the other side of it that is incredibly important, and that's when it becomes the test, right? Because in person, we're not going to do something, for the most part, we're not going to do something stupid or inappropriate with the artist right there when our job is on the line, or we feel like it's mostly on the line. But outside of that is when it gets really tricky. So most people assume that, again, you are on stage and that's your job. I like to think that I'm on the clock as soon as I leave my house, but I'm continuously on the clock until I'm not on the gig anymore. When the gig is over, you know, again, we are an extension. What we do can be reflected on the artist and on their music, and it cheapens who they are. It cheapens the fans in a way, or how the fans see that artist. And that's a really important thing. And that's when social media comes into play as well. So when you are on Twitter, on Instagram, and you're posting your stories, you're posting your memes and all this other stuff, you have to be very careful. And I've talked ad nauseum about online reputation and all this stuff that we do in social media. But this is also something to keep in mind, that while you're doing the gig, you're not just yourself. And I know people are obsessed with their own branding and who they are and individualism and all this other stuff, looking out for the one, right? But in all honesty, I encourage you to keep that in mind. And if you need a filter, and if you need a buffer, if you need something to slow down your thoughts and your verbal diarrhea, I encourage you to always think of the artist and management and how you are putting your job on the line with every single word you utter, with every single picture you post, every single story, every post you like, every retweet, all that stuff. And does it matter? Yes, it matters. We live in a world where we, and I encourage you to not think, not worry about what people think, but this is obviously an exception and a intellectually sound way to think about it, I think. So we had the in-person thing, now the online reputation. And then there's sort of like this in-betweener where it's the ish talking, right? When we are among a group of friends and people are talking very negatively about the artist and they do this or that, or, you know, you basically are implying that the artist doesn't deserve your respect. So if that is the case, I encourage you to not do the gig. Why would you be on a gig that's, you don't respect the person? Ethical, you know, your ethical standpoint or your ethics are incredibly important. And to me, there's no gig that I would put my ethics on the line for. They just simply won't. And the other side of that is that I encourage you to not disrespect yourself by being that person who talks too much. You wouldn't even believe the things I've heard about people that I've worked with and people that I've worked for, and how bad it makes the person doing the crap talking look. I'm like, well, how disrespectful are you? Why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself through this? So just don't do that. And last but not least, I encourage you to always think about the fans that are not our fans necessarily. We might get some love here and there, but the fans are there for the artist. And we need to respect that relationship, which is sacred. It's like that's what art is, right? The relationship between the artist and the audience and how they make them feel and all that stuff. And we're a vehicle for that. And we need to respect that. That's so important. So keep that in mind at all times. The fans, gratitude, respect for the artist, self-respect, and you will basically be working for a long time. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.